首先再一次的欢迎弟兄姐妹亲戚朋友今天抽时间来临真耶稣教会温哥华教会的会堂参加布道大会。
So once again, I extend warmest welcome from the True Jesus Church to all the friends and families and of the and truth seekers to come to our church.
今天我们一起来分享一个题目，就是神所认识的教会。
Today I would like to share with you a topic, the church known by God.
首先我们知道加拿大本身是一个基督教的国家。
First, we understand that Canada is actually a Christian country.
根据统计局的一些数字。
And according to some statistics.
加拿大有三分之二的人口认定自己是基督徒。
About two-thirds of Canadians still identify themselves as Christians.
64% 的加拿大人相信这本圣经是神的话语。
And 64% of Canadians believe the Bible is the Word of God.
62% 的人相信透过主耶稣基督的救恩，我们罪可以得到赦免。
And 62% people believe in forgiveness through Christ.
45% 的人每天都有祷告。
And 45% of people they pray daily.
41% 的人每天都把自己的生命交在主的手中。
And 41% of the people they say they've committed their lives to Christ.
67% 的人相信他们常常至少一年会去教堂一次。
And 67% of people, they believe that at least once a year they'll go to attend a service.
可以说啊，我们加拿大这个国家，大部分的人都是相信有神，而是虔诚的基督徒。
So we can say in this country, Canada, we can say that most of the people, they are Christian and they do believe there is this God.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
有这个需求，就有这个供应。
If there's a need, then there is a way to provide this need.
为什么有那么多教会呢？
Why are there so many churches out there?
那么多不同的宗派呢？
There are so many different religious denominations.
原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
因为很多人想信主。
Because many people want to come to believe in God.
很多人心里觉得虚空。
Many people, they have this emptiness in their heart.
很多人想找生命的答案。
Many people want to find the answer to life.
但是有些时候人家问。
But then there are sometimes people ask.
其他宗教都没有那么多宗派。
There are other religions, denomination. They don't have that many different kind of denominations.
为什么你们基督教用一本圣经却有那么多个门派呢？
Why is it that you Christians with the same Bible, there are so many different churches that come out from the same Bible?
他们说啊，要挑一间教会啊，去聚会啊，真的好像去 shopping 一样，非常的困难。
Indeed, it's so difficult to choose a particular church for you to go worship. It's just like shopping. There's so many choices.
那么人在选择教会的时候会考虑什么呢？
What are some of the things that people will look for when they're choosing their church?
他们去教会的原因是什么呢？
And what are some of the reasons they go to church for?
我们先来讨论一下。
Let's look at these reasons.
第一点呢？
The first reason.
有一些朋友们他们去找教会呢，是为了找朋友或者是社会的一些活动。
And there's some people who go to church just so that they can have this small society and also they go to look for friends.
因为教会本身就是个小的社会。
Because the church is considered to be just like a small organization society.
大的社会的缩影就在社会里面。
And this is a small society within a bigger society.
在教会里面你可以碰到不同的人、不同的种族、不同的背景。
And in church, you can meet different people that are different race and different kind of background.
有时候，比如说新的移民，想说马上在短的时间之内认识最多新的朋友。
And as for newly immigrants, they wish that they can meet their new friends and meet friends that are in their new country in the quickest and fastest way.
当然最好就是去找一个教会去参加他的活动。
Of course, the best way is for you to go find a church and attend their activities.
尤其是新移民可能想要一些认识一些朋友，得到一些帮助。
And because these newly immigrants, they wish that they can meet some friends so they can receive some help and support.
所以这是其中第一个理由。
And this could be one of the first reasons.
第二个原因呢？
And what is the second reason?
有一些人呢，可能会觉得说，教会要办很多不同的活动，对我来说很有吸引力。
And it's the attraction of the church because of the different activities that the church will hold.
我知道我在外面有一间教会。
I know of a church that is not of ours.
他们在盖会堂的时候已经计划好了。
When they're building their chapel, they have already planned out.
他们不只要盖一个大的会堂。
Not only they're going to build a very big chapel.
他们还要盖一个体育馆。
But also they're going to build a gym.
在里面呢可以打篮球。
Because in the gym, then they can play basketball.
羽毛球。
They can play badminton.
这样子呢有这种活动的空间。
When you have a place of recreation.
年轻人呢就会喜欢来。
Then youths would want to come.
为老人家呢，他们安排了一些保健的一些资讯。
And as for the older generation, they have arranged for for topics about health.
好，为了中年的妈妈们呢，会举办一些烹调的教着煮饭的一些课程。
And for mid-age mothers or for moms, they will arrange some certain seminars to talk about cooking.
为了青少年小朋友呢，会准备一些中文班、英文班或是其他的语文班。
For children and youth, they will arrange different kind of language classes.
可以说啊，教会里面呢充满各种各样非常好的活动。
So you could say that the church is filled with all different kinds of great activities to attend.
他们觉得说去教会也不错。
So they think that indeed it is great to go to church.
又有朋友，又有那么多活动。
Not only you have friends, but also you have different kinds of activities to attend.
通常教会的活动啊都是不用钱，或者是收费很低的。
And often these activities in church is free or very, very low admission fee.
对啊。有人会想说啊，去教会也不错，有那么多节目。
So some people might think it is good to go to church since there's so many activities going on.
另外一种原因呢
？Then what's the next reason?
啊，人家怎么来选教会，来选择一个教会呢
？What are some of the things that people consider when they're choosing their church?
他们会选择一个离开家里比较近的教会。
They'll find a place that is closer to their own home.
啊，尤其现在的油价，今天已经148了，在外面加油的时候都会心都会痛。
And just like the gas prices, today is $1.48.
所以想说，我找教会还是找一家比较近的好。
And of course, when you want to look for a church, some people might think I'll find one that is closer to my house.
在我的 neighbor, 在我的区里边附近。
And within my area or within my neighborhood.
现在在北美洲啊，有一个新的风潮。
And within North America, there's a new type of trend.
以前基督教呢，都是很多不同的门派、小的教会来组成的。
In the past, Christian has many different kinds of denominations.
现在北美洲有一个新的风潮，就是他们不讲什么门派了。
And now there in North America, there's a new type of trend that they don't talk about what kind of denomination they belong to.
他们以地区、以他们居住的区做一个区分。
And they organize this by different areas that people live in.
就是 community non-denominational church. 他们不讲教义，不讲不一样。
And that is called the community non-denominational church.
他们会把教会盖得非常的大。
They will not talk about a particular kind of denomination, and they'll build their church very grand.
大家起来聚会，唱诗。
And everyone will come to attend service, and they'll sing hymns.
图片呢，给你们看一看啊。
I'll show you a picture of this.
啊，你以为啊，看这个图片，以为说去看演唱会了，或者是大的体育馆里面做什么
？You might think that this picture is a picture of people going to see a concert.
哇，其实不是，就是比较流行北美教的叫 mega church， 就是超大型的教会。
But this is actually a trend that's in North America. It's like a mega church.
啊，他们里面可以坐几万人。
And there, it can hold tens of thousands of members.
光是那个诗班就几百人了。
And only the choir is about hundreds of people.
啊，讲道的时候啊，配合灯光啊。
And when they're giving sermon, it's with light shows.
啊，配合音响啊。
And with really great surround sound.
可以说啊，聚会的时候没有一刻是无聊的。
And you could kind of believe and say that there's not one point of service that you might think it's dull.
还有他们把那个 parking 啊，把那个停车的盖得非常的大。
And they build a parking lot. It's very grand and great.
因为现在人呢，要选一个教会，也要想一下它的地方啊，好不好停车。
And of course, when people are choosing church nowadays, they want to find out if that church is easy access for parking.
就像你去餐馆一样，如果那个餐馆很好吃，但是很难停车，你可能不会去。
It's just like a restaurant. If you go to a restaurant and the food is very good, but yet it's so hard to find parking lot, then you might not go anymore.
所以这种 mega church 哦，它的地方盖得很大，停车场也盖得非常的大。
So these mega churches build their church very grand and have great parking lots.
很方便。
And it's very convenient for people.
甚至有一些里面呢、啊，装一些提款机啊，你要奉献的话，按一个 ATM 能拿到钱出来。
It's just like some of the churches that will install ATM machines, so if you want to offer, you can go straight to the ATM and get cash.
所以他们以方便为主的。
And so it's this church is built because it's for convenience of people.
啊，另外一种选择教会的方法，他们会想说我是什么种族的，我是讲什么语言的。
The next kind of church that people choose by is by their ethnicity and then their language.
啊，他可能觉得哦，我是香港人，我就讲一个广东话教会。
Some people might think that because I'm Cantonese, so I'm going to go find a Cantonese church.
啊，我是讲韩国话的，我要讲一个韩国人教会。
And I'm Korean, therefore I'm going to go find a Korean church.
因为他们觉得说，如果我是唯一的 minority， 去到你们路跟自己不一样，他觉得不是很适应。
Because they might feel that if I'm a minority in your group, I will not feel very comfortable.
啊，也是温哥华，我们知道温哥华很多不同的种族的朋友都在住在这边。
And as we know in Vancouver, there are people of different people of different ethnicity.
啊，所以你可以看到不同语言的教会也到处都是林立。
So you can see different language of people and everywhere.
啊，再来，有人选教会呢，是以个人的喜好来选择的。
And the next reason that people choose their church is by their own personal choices.
为什么喜欢去这个教会呢?
Why is it they like to attend that particular church?
啊，因为我最好的朋友在这边。
Because my best friend is there.
啊，所以呢，我很喜欢去这个教会。
So I like to go to that church.
我来这里会觉得很舒服。
When I come here, I feel very comfortable.
或者是这个教会很重用你。
Or it's that church, they place great emphasis on you.
哇，给你一个什么的一个职分。
And they'll give you a certain status or role.
你就在里面觉得很有用。
So you, when you're there, you feel like you're much needed by the church.
所以呢，他就会留在这个教会里面去。
So that person would want to stay in that church.
也有一些人呢，是因为政治的见解不一样了，而选择不同的教会。
And there are also some people, because of their different political views, they choose different churches.
因为有一些基督教会呢，是有所谓的政治的背景的。
Because there are some churches, they are of a particular political party.
他觉得这个政党好，所以这个，所以他就参加这种教会。
And because the person might think, I think this party is great, therefore I will attend this particular church that supports that party.
因为有一些教会呢，是支持某一个政党的。
Because there are churches that support a particular party.
啊，选举的时候呢，牧师在上面也会告诉大家说，啊，要选举了，你们投哪一党？
And even during times of election, the pastor will be up on the pulpit and say, you need to vote for a certain person.
啊，所以可以说啊，一个人呢，去教会，选择教会，可以说啊，他的方法，他的想法都不太一样。
And therefore, for different people, there are different reasons of how they come to choose their church.
这是亲爱的朋友们。
But dearly beloved friends,
我们现在想一个问题。
Today we need to ponder upon this question.
为什么我们要去教会?
Why is it that we need to go to church?
是为了去认识朋友呢?
Is it to go to meet friends?
参加活动呢?
To attend activities?
因为我朋友在那边呢?
Is it because my friend is there?
还是有别的原因?
Or is it of other reasons?
我们现在从圣经的角度来看一看。
Let's look at the example from the Bible.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
22节到23节。 22
to 23.
以弗所书第一章22节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. 23. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这里保罗，使徒保罗向我们解释教会的本质。
Here, Apostle Paul explains to us what is the role of the church.
这里说神将万有伏在耶稣基督的脚下。
Here it says, God placed all things under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以什么东西都伏在主耶稣的脚下。
So whatever it is, it has been placed under the feet of Lord Jesus Christ.
但主耶稣呢，就是教会的头。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
教会呢，就是他的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
所以这里告诉我们，教会是一个身体。
And therefore here it tells us from this verse that the church is the body of Christ.
不是你的身体。
It's not your body.
不是我的身体。
It's not my body.
而是基督耶稣的身体。
But it's the body of Christ.
所以我们作为一个肢体一定要连在这个身体上才可以活起来。
And therefore as part of the body we need to be connected in order to live.
啊，曾经有人啊，有意外啊，那个指头啊，被砍下来了。
And there was a person who had accident and their finger was cut off.
很痛啊，流血了。
Indeed, it was a lot of pain and there was lots of blood.
马上打电话去求救。
And they called 911 for help.
救护人员马上来了。
And these people come to help him.
第一件事情做什么呢?
The first thing they do is
把那个断的手指把它冰起来。
Is to take that broken, that finger who's been cut, which has been cut off and to freeze it.
赶快送到医院。
To take it straight to the hospital.
赶快请专家、专科医生用显微镜、用这个微视的手术把它连在一起。
To ask a doctor to do surgery on the finger to reconnect the finger.
为什么剪刀的时候要冰起来啊?
Why is it that when the finger has been cut off, it needs to be frozen?
如果没有冰起来。
Because if it's not frozen.
一个手指断在外面三个小时、四个小时就开始腐烂了。
Because after a finger has been cut off 3-4 hours, not frozen, it will begin to rot.
你再不接起来，它就没有用了。
And if you do not connect it, it will be of no use.
今天我们也是一样。
Today we are just the same.
每一个基督徒都是身体的一部分。
Every Christian is a part of a body.
我们属灵的生命怎么可以建立起来呢?
How can we continue and establish our spiritual life?
有人说我不需要去教会，我在家里读圣经就好。
Some people might say, I don't need to go to church. All I need to do is study the Bible at home.
我在家里祷告就好。
All I need to do is pray at home.
没有，刚开始可能还是可以的。
In the beginning, that might work.
但时间一久了，就好像这个手指一样。
But after a while, as time progresses, it's just like this finger.
放在外面久了。
After you've been left out for some time.
离开了身体了。
And you've left your body.
就生命就慢慢结束了。
Then your life will start to end.
所以教会是一个身体。
And therefore the church is just like a body.
第一给我们生命。
First it gives us life.
第二给我们营养。
Second it gives us nutrition.
我们每一个身体都需要营养才可以做工。
Everyone's body needs this nutrition in order to do work.
我们的营养从哪里来呢？
Where does this nutrition come from?
从血液来的。
From our blood.
同样每一个基督徒都是一个身体的一部分。
It's just like every single member of the church, you're part of a body.
为什么要来聚会呢？
Why do we need to come to church?
因为神的道理有营养。
Because the truth, the words of the Lord has this nutrition.
给我们力量。
It gives us strength.
这个世界的东西很多都是没有营养的东西。
The things in this world, many things are of no use and no good, no nutrition.
这个世界很多的书，很多杂志啊，看起来很吸引人。
And there are many books or magazines that may be very attractive to us to read.
但是很多都是没有营养的。
But many of these things give us no benefits at all.
最有营养的是什么呢？
But what is the most nutrition, the most beneficial?
就是神的话。
And that is the words of God.
可以给你力量。
Because it'll give you strength.
给你平安。
And give you peace.
可以给你盼望。
And it'll give you hope.
再来，这个身体会给你一些指令，一些 commands.
And next, this body will give you commands.
手本身是不会动的。
Because the fingers can actually move.
但是因为手连在身上。
Because the hand is connected to the body.
头要到去这边，他就拿这边了。
And therefore, the head will tell a finger to move, to go there, to take this and do that.
我们基督徒本身不晓得神要我们做什么。
This is the same as a Christian today. We don't know what God wants us to do.
但是你常常去教会。
But if you go to attend services often,
神的话语在你心里。
Then the words of God is in your heart.
你就知道你要做什么。
Then you will know what is it that you must do.
你的人生就不会成为一个无聊的人生。
Then your life will not be a meaningless life.
不会成为一个白白浪费的一生。
It will not become a life that has been wasted.
所以这个教会太重要了。
And therefore this church is so important.
所以去教会不是为了认识人。
Therefore going to church is not to get to know people.
最重要的也不是为了活动。
And it's not to get to attend these activities.
当然旅游那些东西也不错。
And of course, for a church to have these things, it's good.
但是最重要的，去教会就是为了要得救。
But what is most important, we go to church in order to receive salvation.
进天国。
So that we may enter the heavenly kingdom.
要得到属灵的生命。
So that we may receive the spiritual life.
既然是这样子的话。
And if it's like so,
我们选择教会，这不能用人的想法、人的条件来去找教会了。
And therefore, when we choose a church, we cannot look at the criteria of men.
我们要怎么样找教会呢？
How do we choose the church?
我们要一定要找一个神所认识的教会。
We need to choose a church that's known by God.
从加拉太书里面告诉我们，什么样的教会才是神所认识的。
In the book of Galatians, there it tells us what kind of church is a church known by God.
首先，我们讲一个观念。
Let's first look at a concept.
按照圣经的记载，
According to the Bible,
只有一个身体。
There is only one body.
只有一个教会是神所认识的。
There is only one church that God recognizes.
不是每一个教会都一样。
Not every church is the same.
我们看以弗所书第四章第四节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit.Just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
这里圣经告诉我们，身体只有一个。
Here the Bible tells us there is only one body.
身体一个代表什么呢？
What does one body mean?
刚刚我们讲过了，身体代表耶稣的身体，就是耶稣的教会。
One body means the body of Christ, and that is the church.
代表教会只有一个。
That means there is only one church.
但是你可能说，今天教会有很多种啊。
But you might say there are many different churches out there today.
没有错，以人的眼光来看，人的想法来看，教会随时都可以开很多种。
And in the perspective of men might think that any time, at any given time, church can establish new different kinds of churches.
只要你有人，你向政府登记，你就是一个教会了。
As long as you have people in an organization and you record this with the government, then you can be called a church.
这是人的想法。
But this is a concept and perspective of men.
但是保罗告诉我们，另外一个从神来的观念只有一个。
But here Paul tells us this perspective of God, there is only one.
身体只有一个。
There is only one body.
像今天我们穿得很整齐来教会。
It's just like we have dressed very nicely to come to church.
你人已经来了。
You're here physically.
你不可能告诉别人说啊，我今天还有另外一副身体没有用，放在家里冰箱。
You can't say I actually have another body that I'm not using today. I've stored it in my fridge.
一个人一个头都是只有这个身体。
Because one man only has one head and one body.
如果你有多过一个身体， if you have, 大家就会觉得很奇怪了。
If you have more than one body, then people might think that's very odd.
所以今天没有错，很多不同的教派。
So today it is true that there are many different religious denominations.
但在神眼中看来，只有一个教会。
But within the eyes of God, there is only one church.
什么才是神 所认识的教会呢？
Then what is the church that has been recognized by God?
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew.
二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太福音第七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
这里主耶稣告诉我们很清楚。
Here the Bible, Jesus Christ tells us very clearly.
凡称呼我主啊，主啊的人，不一定可以都进天国。
For the ones who call me, Lord, Lord, will not all enter the heavenly kingdom.
谁会告诉主耶稣说，你是主啊，主啊，来帮我呢？
Who are the ones that will call our Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord?
当然就是基督徒了。
Of course, Christians.
基督徒会叫主啊，主啊。
Because Christians will call upon Lord, Lord.
但是主耶稣说，不是每一个人这样讲都可以得救了。
But here Jesus tells us, not everyone who says Lord, Lord will be saved.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才可以。
But only he who does the will of my Father.
这个道理非常简单。
This truth and this teaching is very simple.
就是你很可能认识耶稣。
It means that you might think you know Jesus.
但是耶稣在末日那一天认不认识你呢？就是另外一回事。
But it's a different situation when it comes on the end days. Does Jesus actually know you?
就像我们今天认识加拿大的总理，就是 Stephen Harper.
It's just like we might know the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper.
每天打开报纸、电视，都是他的新闻、他的发表。
And every day you open the newspaper or you turn the TV, it's all about Stephen Harper.
他长得怎么样？他昨天讲了什么话？你都知道。
You know what he looks like and what he spoke about yesterday.
你认识他。
You know him.
但是他认不认识你呢?
But does he know you?
你今天坐飞机去到渥太华。
Today, when you take the plane, you go to Ottawa.
去到总理府按他的电铃。
And you go to see the prime minister.
他会不会请你进去跟你吃饭?
You ring on his doorbell. Do you think that he'll invite you to come in to have food with him?
我像我们这种平民百姓去按铃，大概就保安就把我们赶走了。
I'm sure that as just a citizen in the country, you go to ring the doorbell, the security guards will just ask you to go away.
同样的，我们看二十二节到二十三节。
The same, let's look at verse 22 to 23.
二十二到二十三节。
22. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? 23. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
那些人跟耶稣说，我以前做了很多神功啊。
But these people tell the Lord Jesus Christ that I've done many works.
一并赶鬼啊，传福音。
I have prophesied about the gospel and cast away demons.
耶稣怎么回答呢？
But what does the Lord Jesus Christ reply?
我根本就不认识你。
I don't even know you.
哇，这个很严重啊。
This is very severe.
所以这个告诉我们一点。
This tells us one thing.
一个教会可能认识耶稣。
And a church might think that they know Jesus.
但是耶稣不一定认识那个教会。
But it might not be the same way, vice versa.
所以什么教会才是主耶稣所认识的呢？
So what church, what kind of church is the church that is known by God?
刚刚第七章二十一节讲得很清楚了。
And chapter 7 verse 21 there it tells us clearly.
这个教会一定要完全遵照神的旨意。
The church needs to do whatever the will of the Father is.
像我们今天这个身体。
It's just like our body today.
你这个身体一直是听头的话的。
If your body continues to listen to the ideas of the head.
身体跟着头。
And then the body is obey the head.
头去哪里，身体就去哪里。
Wherever the head goes, the body follows.
头想讲什么，嘴巴就讲什么。
Whatever the head wants to say, the mouth will speak.
完全遵照这个头的意思的。
Whatever it is, it'll do according to the will of the head.
同样的，今天教会很多。
It's just the same. Today, there are many different churches.
到底这个教会有没有完全传圣经的话语？
Is it true that those churches, are they preaching the true words of the gospel of the Bible?
不是为了人，也不是为了活动。
Because if today we go to church, it's not for the activities or for the people.
最重要是为了得救。
The real reason you go is for salvation.
所以我们要好好查考这个教会所讲的是不是合乎圣经。
So then we need to find out, is this church, what they're teaching according to the Bible?
我们看以弗所书第四章第五节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
以弗所书第四章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
第四章第五节。
Chapter 4 verse 5. Verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这里告诉我们一个主就是主耶稣基督。
Here it tells us one Lord, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有错，现在大家都是信主耶稣基督了。
And I'm sure everyone, they now believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们想一想，一个主应该就只有一种信息。
If there is only one Lord, there should only be one message.
一个主人就会告诉一种道理。
Because if there's only one master, they will only teach one teaching.
所以一主就一定一信的。
And therefore, one Lord should be one faith.
那为什么现在那么多一个主，但是那么多不同的信仰呢？
But why is it now there's only one Lord, but yet there's so many different religious denomination and faith?
一定是出了问题了。
There must be problem within this.
所以我们要回到保罗那个时代所说的一个信仰是什么？
So therefore we need to return to the time of the apostles, Paul, when what does it mean by one faith?
既然要信耶稣，就要信最纯正的信仰。
If you want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you must believe what is the purest and the truth.
我们看马太福音28章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章的第20节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
这是主耶稣升天之前向门徒所说的话。
This is what Jesus Christ said to his disciples before he ascended into heaven.
第十九节，主耶稣告诉门徒，你去施洗，收门徒，跟随我。
In verse 19, Jesus Christ told them, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
但是呢，怎么跟随主？
But how do you follow?
二十节，凡我所吩咐你的，就是 everything， 就是全部。
But how should you follow in the teachings of the Lord? And that is to obey everything I have commanded you.
这里说叫 obey， 不是听一听就好，不是听一听啦，参考，不是这样。
Here in the when it says obey everything, it does not mean it's just for your reference.
神的道理不是参考用的。
The words and the teachings of God is not only for reference.
什么叫参考？
What does it mean for reference?
参考是可以听也可以不听。
Reference means you can read it or you can believe it or you don't have to.
喜欢听就听，不喜欢听就不听。
If you like to listen to it, then you will, but if you don't, then you don't have to.
神的道理不是参考用的。
But the teachings of the Lord is not for reference.
神的道理是 obey, 遵行的。
But the words and the teachings of the Lord is to be obeyed.
还有不是遵行一部分，还是遵行全部的。
It's not only obeying partial, but obeying everything.
我们不要管说啊，主流思想是怎么样
？Do not wonder and worry about what is the trend of the world.
传统讲怎么样
？What is the trend of what was it like traditionally?
我们要看圣经怎么讲。
But instead, we should look at what does the Bible tell us.
我们举一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
我们看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
第九节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
罗马书第十章第九节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
十章第九节
Verse 9 That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead you will be saved
第十一、九章第十节
Verse 10 For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved
这里保罗、讲了这句话
Here Paul tells us this
很多基督徒的朋友、看到这句话就转了把这句话拿出来独立的来看
And many Christians, they believe in this, what has been said, and they only look at these two verses.
他说你看信耶稣很简单。
They say it's very easy to come to believe in the Lord.
你嘴巴认耶稣。
As long as you confess with your mouth that you know the Lord.
心里相信。
And if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord.
你就得救了。
Then you will be saved.
就是这样。
That's all.
很简单。
It's very simple.
没有错。如果你只看这一节的话，就是那么简单。
Of course, if you're only looking at these two verses, then it's very simple.
但是我们刚刚记得主耶稣讲什么
？But then, do we remember what did the Lord Jesus Christ just said?
凡我所吩咐你的，这是不是一样啊？是所有我所吩咐你的，你要去做。
You should obey everything I have commanded you.
不要拿一节出来，就说我已经足够了。
You cannot just take a partial of it and say that is enough for me.
保罗为什么这里这样讲呢
？But why does Paul say this here?
首先我们要了解。
First, we need to come to understand.
保罗说，你口里承认，心里相信就可以得救了。这个是对谁讲的？
Who is the target of this that Paul has said? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, then you will be saved.
是不是对那些没有信神的人，跟他们布道的时候讲的呢？
Are these things targeted to the people who are only truth seekers who have not yet come to believe?
不是的。
It's not so.
我们看罗马书第一章第七节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 7.
罗马书第一章第七节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 7. Verse 7. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ.
这个罗马书是保罗写给当时已经信了耶稣的圣徒讲的。
book of Romans is actually written to the people who are already believers of Christ.
他们已经做了基督徒了。
They are already Christians.
但是罗马时代的逼迫非常的大。
But at that time, there are great persecutions in the Romans.
罗马政府会把他们抓起来。
The Roman government will capture these people.
一个一个来问。
And they will ask them one by one.
你到底是不是基督徒？
Are you Christian?
你是的话。
If you are,
马上杀你。
Then they'll kill you right away.
有很多的方法。
And they'll use different ways to kill you.
如果比较好的方法，就一刀砍下去。
The best way is just to be killed with one cut.
比较残忍的方法呢？
Then what is some of the more gruesome ways?
让你去喂狮子。
Is to feed you to the lions.
把你绑在木头上来烧。
And to tie you to a stake and to burn you.
哇，每个人都很怕。
Everyone's frightened.
如果你这个时候怕了，说，哎，我不信了，我不是基督徒。
And if at this time you say that, oh, I'm so afraid, I'm not going to confess that I am Christian.
马上放走。
Then they will release you.
如果你是基督徒的话。
But if you are a Christian.
马上受刑。
And they'll immediately kill you.
你想想看，如果你在这种情况，你会说什么？
If you're in this kind of situation, what will you say?
我可能想说，让我考虑一天吧。
You'll probably say, let me go back and think about this.
可能没有一天可以考虑。
They probably won't give you a day to think.
你当时就要讲了。
Right that moment, they need an answer from you.
如果你坚持你的信仰到最后一刻。
If you are, if you hold on to your faith all the way till the end.
心里相信，口里承认。
And if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth.
那么你早就已经相信了，早就已经洗礼了，早就已经得到圣灵了。
These people, they have already been baptized. They already believed.
当然到最后，你坚持到底就可以得救了。
Of course, if you persevere to the end and hold on to your faith, then you will be saved.
而不是说什么都不用做，心里相信，口里承认你就得救了。
It's not for these people to just who've not yet come to believe, and they as long as they confess with their mouth and then they believe in their heart, they'll be saved.
我们看马可福音十六章十六节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。
Mark 16, verse 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
这也是主耶稣所讲的话。
Here is what is said by the Lord Jesus Christ.
信而受洗必然得救。
If you believe and are baptized, you will be saved.
这英文是 and, believe and baptized, 不是 believe or baptized. 就是说你信但是也要受洗才可以得救。
Here in English tells us whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. It does not mean believe or baptized.
就是两个都要做的。
It means you have to do complete both these.
相信就是相信耶稣是主。
To believe is to believe Jesus is Christ.
你以前可能什么都不信。
In the past, you might not believe anything.
以前可能相信自己。
In the past, you only believed in yourself.
以前可能相信偶像。
In the past, you only believed in idols.
可能相信别的神。
If you believe other gods.
他怎么发现自己哪里可以信？
But now you find out that who you can believe.
人是软弱的。
Because man is full of weakness.
其他的神是人手造出来的。
And other gods and idols are created by men.
没有办法帮你。
They cannot help you.
现在来信耶稣。
But now let's come to believe in Jesus.
悔改。
And I will repent.
都相信还不够。
But not only enough for you to come to believe.
还要接受宝血的洗礼。
But also to be baptized in the blood of Christ.
把这个罪洗去。
So that your sins may be remissed.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章三十八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
这里彼得来布道的时候讲出同一句话。
And this is what Peter said when he was preaching.
你怎么才可以得救呢？
How can you be saved?
怎么才可以被神所认识呢？
How can you be recognized by God?
第一，你要悔改。
First, you need to repent.
以前做的不好，现在在神面前认错。
Whatever you've done in the past that's not good, you can repent.
然后呢，奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And then be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
叫你的罪得赦。
For the forgiveness of your sin.
这个是非常重要的道理。
This is very important teaching.
一般教派他们没有办法明白的。
And this is something most denomination of churches they don't understand.
一般教会只是想说洗礼只是个仪式而已。
Most churches they believe that baptism is only just merely a ceremony.
但是真教会按照圣经告诉我们。
But the true church we do according to what the Bible tells us.
洗礼有赦罪的功效。
Because baptism has a remission of sin.
因为洗礼的水里面有主耶稣的宝血。
Because within the water it's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我要请一个弟兄来做一个见证。
And now I'd like to ask a brother to testify for us.
弟兄以前已经寻找教会找了很久。
This brother, once in the past, he has been searching for the church for a long time.
做了基督徒也做了很久。
He's been a Christian for a very long time.
直到有一天，他被介绍来到真耶稣教会。
Until one day, he's been introduced to come to the True Jesus Church.
他发现不一样。
He realized his church is different.
他的生命有改变。
His life has been changed.
所以我们请 Dickie Lau 刘迪豪弟兄来跟我们分享他的见证。
So we invite Brother Dickie Lau to share with us his testimony.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
大家也知道我来了这耶稣教会有听了四五年，去年才洗礼。
And many of you might know me already because I've been truth-seeking in the True Jesus Church for about 4 or 5 years, and just last year I was baptized.
刚刚全道也有讲，我不是不相信有神，我是从小就从别的教会长大。
And the pastor has already mentioned it's not that I don't believe in that there is a God, but it's because I've been I grew up in different churches already.
我是几岁的时候就去我的奶奶带我去教会。
And ever since young age, my grandmother took me to church.
十几岁的时候就在别的教会洗礼。
And when I was in my teens, I was baptized in a different church.
后来，在哪个教会每个礼拜都要去，然后就来到温哥华。
And that church that I've attended, I would go every week until I moved to Vancouver.
来到温哥华以后就没有去教会。
And after I came to Vancouver, I no longer attended any church services.
因为当时不知道哪里有我以前去的哪个教会。
Because at that time, I didn't know where was the church that I attended once, when I was in Hong Kong.
后来就跟着一些同学，他们带到我去几个不同的教会。
And then I follow some of my friends to different churches that they go to.
有去过几个比较大的不同教派的。
And I've been to some churches that are of greater, that have numerous people.
他们的教派跟我以前去的教会所说的也差不多，大概一样。
And those churches I attended with my friends, they were kind of preaching about the same thing that I had been taught when I was in my home country.
所以当时我就没有决定留在哪个教会。
And therefore at that time I haven't really decided which church I wanted to stay.
后来我现在的太太 Michelle 就带我来到真耶稣教会。
So my wife has brought me to my wife, which is of right now, in the past, she brought me to True Jesus Church.
我还记得第一天来到真耶稣教会的时候。
I remember the first day when I came to True Jesus Church.
当要祷告的时候就被吓到。
And when I was kneeling down to pray, I was actually alarmed and shocked.
因为我听到很多人可以讲灵言。
Because I heard many people they could speak in tongue.
我以前有听说过有人可以讲灵言这位事。
And in the past, I've heard of that people, some people have the ability to speak in tongue.
但是以前就是没有看见过，或者是认识一些人是可以讲灵言的。
But I've never actually seen or witnessed a person that can actually speak in tongue.
还有以前我在别的教会听什么是圣灵，或者是对圣灵的看法，跟这里也不同。
And the churches of the past that I've attended, their perspective on what is the Holy Spirit is very different than True Jesus Church.
他们会说如果你相信神认他作为你的救主，跟洗礼以后你就有圣灵在心里面。
And what they explained to me is that if you believe in God and let him be your savior and after you're baptized, then you'll have the Holy Spirit within your heart.
可不可以讲灵言是一种恩赐，就不一定是每个人都有。
And either or not you can speak in tongues, it's just a gift, it's not for everyone.
所以当时我听到哇，全教会很多人都有可以讲灵言，我真的吓一跳。
And therefore at that time when I came to True Jesus Church, I realized almost everyone in the church could speak in tongues. I was shocked.
当时我也问，哦，这个是不是真的是灵言，或者是有圣灵带动的？
And at that time, I've asked a couple of people, is this a true speaking in tongue? Is it moved by the Holy Spirit?
而且是不是学回来或者是怎么样？以前很多这样的疑问。
And in the past, I have many questions that arise in my head, thinking, are these people, have they learned how to do what they're doing, speaking in tongue?
后来我就问 Michelle, 因为她也有灵言。
And therefore, and then I asked Michelle, because she had the Holy Spirit too.
他就跟我说是以前去学生灵恩会里边求了很久才得来的。
So she told me she received the Holy Spirit when she went to a student spiritual convocation and she had prayed for it for so long and then she received it.
我还有问当时的全道张国清前全道。
And I also asked the pastor, residential pastor of that time, Pastor Chang, regarding this question.
他也解释给我听，他说你看他们祷告的时候讲灵言，你可以去碰他或者是教他，他很清醒的，他可以回答你。
And then the Pastor Chang told me that for the people that are in our church that speak the speaking in tongue when they're praying, you can go touch them and they're very alert and they can stop immediately.
因为我以前有听过有一个教派是可能有些人听过是喝山羊水的H2O2
Oh, and I've heard of also of a church and what the people do in that church they drink H2O2
有些人喝完以后就祷告的时候就很奇怪，我一个朋友就去了参加他们的聚会，后来我叫他不要去。
And after they drink that, they will pray in a very different way. And then I have a friend who used to go, but then I told my friend, don't go there anymore.
所以我说我来到，哦，你们祷告好奇怪，但是你们没有喝什么东西，没有，我没有看见，也没有吃什么奇怪的东西，也没有奇怪的动作，所以就慢慢去听。
And because even though when we pray in tongue, I felt that it was very weird, but I don't see any of you drinking any odd drinks or eating any odd food and doing odd things. And therefore, I decided to go in depth to search about this church.
所以我就来查考是不是这个就是神所说的圣灵。
And therefore, I came to come to and search and to understand about is this the Holy Spirit that has been taught, that has been described by God.
后来来聚会几次以后，就发现这个教会跟别的教会有很多地方也不同。
And after I came to True Jesus Church and attend a couple of services, I realized this church is very different than other churches.
比如说，正耶稣教会是守安息日的。
For example, the True Jesus Church, they obey the Holy Sabbath Day, and that's Holy Sabbath Day.
其他教派很多都是守礼拜天。
And then other denominations of churches, they obey Sunday service.
其实我以前也问过，他们说，哦，因为是主耶稣复活的日子，所以我们要守这样。
In the past, I asked the other churches, and they said, because it is the day that Jesus resurrected, and therefore, we need to obey Sunday worship.
但是以前我没有去问，哦，这个是对还是不对。
But in the past, I did not go to find out if this is true or not.
后来来到正耶稣教会，看到，有很多不同，是在想查考哪个是对的，哪个是错的。
And therefore, when I came to True Jesus Church, I had many questions, and I wanted to find out what is right and what is wrong.
后来就看到为什么，很多教派改成，礼拜天呢？
And then I realized many different churches, they have changed their worship days to Sunday.
原来是很多教派都是从天主教分裂出来的。
Because many Christians denominations, they are different, they come from the Catholic.
他们是罗马天主教的国教。
And they still consider the Roman Catholic as something that they come from.
他们有一个王就将他改成礼拜天的。
And then in the Roman Catholic in the country where it originated from, the king actually had changed the day to Sunday.
后来我就看圣经，全都要讲，我们要查考就跟圣经来查考。
And therefore, the pastor told us, if we want to find out about the truth, then we need to look in the Bible.
我就看到马太福音第五章第十七节到第十九节。
And then we flip to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and verse 19, to verse 19.Verse 17, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophet. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. 18, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not to the smallest letter, not to the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. 19, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
就是我们也知道，十诫里边我们有一条要守的就是守安息日。
And we understand that in the 10th commandment, there's one is to obey the holy Sabbath.
但是在别的教派或者是天主教，他们已经改了这条。
And as for other religious denominations or Catholics, they have already changed that commandment.
所以当时我查考的时候看到这段经节。
And when I was searching and reading about the Bible, I came across this passage.
所以就觉得好像这样不对，就没有按照圣经说的去做，所以。我才一直在这里听到。
And because I found this passage, and therefore I decided that the other churches are not doing the correct way of worship, therefore I decided to stay in True Jesus Church to search about the truth.
所以感谢神，后来我一直在这里悟道，也没有觉得哦有什么不按照圣经去做。
And thank the grace of the Lord, after I've been truth-seeking here in True Jesus Church, I realized that the church has not done anything that is against the commands of the Bible.
所以我就没有去再想去别的教会，就觉得这个真的是神要带我来他的教会里边。
And therefore, I did not think that I should look for other churches to go to, because I believe that this is the church that God has brought me to.
以前还有我有看到洗脚礼的经节。
And in the past, I've read about foot washing passages in the Bible.
以前我的想法就是，这个是比喻还是真的要我们去做？
And in the past, I thought that this is probably just a symbol that symbolism for us to do, but is it actually something that we must put it into action?
后来，我也要问全道。
And then I asked the pastor.
全道也有讲，如果我们想法这个只是比喻不做的话。
And the pastor also told me that if we only merely think that this is just a representation, a symbolism, and we don't need to put it into action.
但是如果在神的眼中是要我们去做。那我们就缺少了一点东西了。
And if it's in the eyes of God that He actually wants us to put into action, then wouldn't we lack a part of the God's commands?
所以就做比较没做好。
And therefore, it's better to do this rather than not.
所以我对这个决定去洗再洗礼，或者是不要洗礼就。存在这个问题。
And therefore, the question of either or not I should be baptized, then it really got stuck in me.
后来听了全道讲以后，就决定要去年洗礼。
And then after I talked to the preacher, I realized, and then I decided that last year, then I decided to be baptized.
感谢神去年的洗礼，神给我看到异象。
Thank the grace of the Lord. Last year during my baptism, God showed me a vision.
以前听说有些人看到异象，但是我从来没有想过自己会看到。
In the past, I've heard about people testifying about seeing visions, but then I never thought that I would be one to see one.
当时我们去到Jericho Beach 海滩旁边的时候。
At that time, we went to Jericho Beach.
我们开始唱诗。
And we started by singing hymns.
然后第一个祷告的时候。
And the first prayer.
都闭上眼睛。
I closed my eyes.
讲了几句哈利路亚赞美主耶稣以后。
And I said a few words, I said, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
不知道为什么我闭上眼睛的时候眼皮开始红红的。
And I don't know why, the moment I closed my eyes, I realized there's something red that's before my eyelid.
开始我还以为可能是外面太阳很忙，所以令到我看到这样。
In the beginning, I thought it's because the sun is really bright that made my eye see red.
后来就觉得很奇怪，越来越红，而且从上降下来的。
And then it felt really weird because it got redder and redder, and I realized I could see that this red started coming from the sky and descending down.
是红到跟血的差不多颜色。
It's so red to a point, it's just like blood.
当我打开眼睛看四周围的时候
，When I opened my eyes to look around the surrounding，
好像没有什么分别，其他人还在祷告中。
I didn't see any difference in the people; other people were still praying。
到闭上眼睛再祷告的时候
，Until I closed my eyes again，
讲了几句哈利路亚赞美主耶稣以后
，And I said a couple of times Hallelujah, praise the Lord。
这个现象又出现
，And then this happened again。
都怀疑是不是神。要给我看的时候
I'm not sure if it's because God wanted me to see this.
那些红色就退上去了
And then all of this red, all of a sudden, it just ascended up again and was gone.
后来我就很紧张，哦，这个如果真的是神就给我看的话，就求神给我看见。
And therefore, I was really nervous. And I said, if God, this is what you want me to see, then let me see it again.
后来我又看见这个现象
And then I saw it, I was able to see it again.
然后到我走出去洗礼的时候
Until when I walked forward and it was my turn to be baptized.
我闭上眼睛也是看到红红的
I closed my eyes and I saw everything was red.
当时的水应该很冷
I'm sure the water during that time should have been really cold.
但是好奇怪我洗礼完以后就我全身很热
But it was really weird because after I was baptized I felt this immense heat that was on my body
所以当天我们有大概六个人一起洗礼
And that very day there was about six people that were baptized
所以只有我一个洗完礼以后走去屋外的洗澡的地方冲洗
And I was the only one that actually went to an outdoor shower, and I just showered.
因为我觉得很热，当时。
Because I felt it was so hot.
这个很奇怪对我来讲。
This to me was very awkward and weird.
当时也不知道为什么会很热到这样的情况。
And I actually didn't understand why that I was filled with heat in my body.
后来来到教会，去。进行洗澡礼的时候
，And after when I came back to church to hold, they're holding the foot washing ceremony.
在我洗澡礼祷告的时候，也看到同样的现象。
And when during my foot washing, I saw the same vision.
所以就令我觉得，好像神要跟我说，哦，这个是按照他去做的。
And it's just like a message just from God telling me that this is according to His will.
从那天以后我就没有看见过这样。
And after that day, I saw no visions anymore.
所以也都感谢神到去年十二月学生灵恩会的时候，我得了圣灵。
And I really thank the Lord that last December, during student spiritual convocation, I received the Holy Spirit.
我就 终于自己感受到得圣灵的感觉。
And I really felt in this experience of receiving this Holy Spirit.
也很奇妙的就是我有感觉的时候就流眼泪，自己控制不了。
And it was indeed very miraculously that when I had this feeling of the Holy Spirit, I couldn't stop shedding tears.
但是我不能完全的讲灵言当时。
And at that time, I wasn't able to speak fluent in tongue.
只是讲一半，比如说哈利路亚就讲灵言的。
I could only speak half of it.
后半段赞美主耶稣也是讲广东话，因为我从香港来。
And the first part I'll say hallelujah and then I'll speak a little bit of tongue and then say praise the Lord in Cantonese.
然后我有跟全道讲，就是他说我得了心灵感动。
And at that time the pastor told me that I have been moved by the Holy Spirit.
后来再过一天就得了就灵言就全句都是了。
And then the next day, I have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
当我可以全去用灵言来讲的时候，我也是身体很悦。
And I remember when I was able to speak fully in tongue in my prayer, I felt this immense heat in my body.
也感受到跟神的距离很接近。
And I felt this close connection of me with God.
所以之前有问其他人的圣灵，或者是看过其他人祷告的时候的圣灵的现象，可能每个人都不同。
And I've asked a couple of people what was it like for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Many of these people had different experiences.
但是也是同样感受到神跟我们很接近。
But many of them have the same experience that they felt so close in connection with God.
所以得了圣灵以后就感觉到我对一些看法跟以前也有一些不一样。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, I realized I have changed some of the perspectives that I once had.
比如说以前我觉得其他教派有做一些圣诞节的讲道这样，崇拜这样。
And in the past, I see that there are some other religious denomination of churches, they would do hold different kinds of Christmas ceremonies.
以前我觉得这个好像推广一样，就是让很多人知道谁是耶稣这样。
In the past, I think this is just a good way to spread the gospel to let people know who and who is Jesus.
后来就觉得这个好像不对，因为圣经没有跟我们说要做这样的守这个节义。
And then I realized after I received the Holy Spirit that this is not right because the Bible did not tell us that we have to obey this kind of tradition and Christmas ceremony.
还有就是很多人都是看重去做其他的事情，比如说放假去买东西而已。
And there's some people in the world, they place great emphasis on vacationing or shopping, buying materialistic things.
所以我觉得好像他们用这些方法来传道好像是不正确的。
And therefore, for me, I think that they use this Christmas as a festive way to preach the gospel. It's not correct.
因为我自己觉得我很软弱，如果我听只是不正确的道，可能对我影响蛮大的。
And because I feel that I'm very weak, and therefore I'm afraid to hear to these truths that are not of the truth teachings, and there will be not good for me. I'll be affected.
比如说他们已经不对，我听下去也做不完全，他们说的更不对这样。
For example, what they're doing already is not correct, but if I follow them, I'll be even more incorrect than they are.
所以感谢神带我来到真耶稣教会。
So I thank the grace of the Lord for him to guide me to come to True Jesus Church.
令我在这里感受到怎么是跟着圣经去做的才是对。
And I'm here in this church, I can truly experience what is doing the will of the Lord according to the Bible and His will.
我的见证就到这里。
And my testimony will end here.
愿一切荣耀归天上的父神。
And may all the glory be unto the Holy Father's name. Really thank Brother Dickie's testimony. And in the past, he started out from doubt. But he had an open heart. And he wanted to search in the Bible. And finally, he came to understand. But then he had even more experience in the end. I can testify that day of his baptism, the water was very cold.
因为我是传道，所以不能说冷。
Because I'm a preacher, I can't tell the people that it's cold.
要忍住，但是在里面发抖了。
But I had to hold it in there, but actually I was shaking.
主耶稣打开他的眼睛。
The Lord Jesus Christ opened his eyes.
看到宝血。
That he could see the precious blood of Christ.
觉得很温暖。
And he felt warm.
之后祷告得了圣灵。
And later on, he received the Holy Spirit in his prayer.
这个就跟圣经所说的完全一样。
This is just like what's recorded in the Bible.
所以神所认识的教会一定是有真理。
The church that God knows must have the truth.
一定有圣灵。
Must have the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的朋友。
So therefore, dearly beloved friends.
你今天为什么去教会呢？
Today, why do you go to church?
你所去的教会是不是神所认识的教会呢？
Does the church that you go to, does God know that church?
有没有真理呢？跟圣经一样。
Does that church have the truth? Is it a record? It's just like according to the Bible.
有没有圣灵跟使徒时代一样？
Does it have the Holy Spirit just like the apostle times?
我们现在请青年诗班给我们献唱两首诗歌。
I mean, ask now the youth choir to present to us two hymns.
第一首诗歌叫做《依靠我》。
And the first is Lean on Me.
第二首是主祷文。
And the second is the Lord's Prayer.